We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, what kind of time frame are we looking at to be able to get the vaccine? You say you can get it this week. Is there ever a point to where it's just too late? Has that ever occurred during flu season?
Well, the optimal time to get the flu vaccine is September or October, because the flu typically arrives here in November or early December. But we continue to recommend the vaccine throughout flu season, even as late as March or April, because there are seasons in which the flu continues to circulate into the spring. So certainly it's not too late at this point, but we are experiencing a significant increase in the number of cases.
Would you please remind us all how many people pass away from the flu across the country on an annual basis?
Yeah, it's an alarming statistic. It varies from year to year, but some years it's as high as 50,000 patients a year. We're also talking about hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations. So the flu is not merely an illness, but something that can be lethal, especially in our vulnerable population. So we always tell our patients to protect themselves, but also to protect the people around them by getting the flu vaccine.
With considering numbers that are that high, why do you think Americans typically do not take it seriously?
It's a good question. You know, it's frustrating, I think, for physicians. Year after year, the adult population gets vaccinated at a rate of only 30 to 35%, maybe as high as 40% after epidemics. There are misconceptions about the flu vaccine, and I think there's simply just inertia where people just don't get around to doing it. I think it takes a lot of education that the flu vaccine is a killed virus. It cannot actually cause illness. A lot of people have this mistaken thought that they're going to get sick from the vaccine. So it does take a lot of education. It's worth our time to do it, because the flu vaccine is really the best way to protect ourselves through the flu season.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Even though the virus is dead as it's put into us as the vaccine, will our bodies have any physical reactions as though it's fighting a live virus, so that we will maybe feel as though we have some symptoms?
Yes, there's certainly a percentage of the population who gets vaccinated who experiences symptoms. By far, the most common symptom after the flu vaccine is injection site soreness, meaning your arm hurts for a few days, and that's by far the most common reaction. But some of our patients will experience a very brief flu-like illness. We're talking about very mild symptoms for a few days, some muscle aches, maybe a low-grade fever. I always tell patients that's okay. That means your immune system is active. It's generating protective antibodies. And it's far better to experience that than to actually experience the flu.
And how long does it take for the vaccine to fully kick in and be effective?
In general, we say approximately 2 weeks. There's probably variability from patient to patient depending on the health of their immune status. For some patients, it may be less than that. But we like to give at least 2 weeks, and that's why, you know, now we're seeing a significant rise in the number of cases. This would be the time to get the flu vaccine if you have not yet gotten it, because in 2 more weeks from now, we expect that the rate of rise in the number of cases will be much higher. We will be, you know, approaching a peak, usually at the mid to late December or early January. So it's an important point to go ahead and get the vaccine if you're planning to get it.
News out of Harrisburg is that we've already lost a number of people to the flu, over 1,600 confirmed cases. But what's interesting about the confirmed cases as well, and those that have perished from the flu, is that those are only reported cases where there has actually been tests done to confirm that there was the flu. Oftentimes, people suffer through it and never get confirmed tests. Is that correct?
That's a very important point. So to date, there have been 1,600 cases of the flu reported in Pennsylvania. We estimate that there are hundreds of patients for every reported case. And so most patients either do not seek medical attention or when they do are not specifically tested for the flu. I anticipate in the future that our testing for the flu will be more robust, so our numbers will be more precise. Right now we look at these numbers as estimates. And you mentioned the fatalities. That's a marker of flu season severity. And again, we're most concerned about our vulnerable population, elderly patients, young patients, patients with a compromised immune system. Those are the ones who, unfortunately, will experience the complications during flu season.
And so are those individuals able to get vaccinated, or are they mostly dependent upon the others to be vaccinated to help protect them?
The good news is that almost everyone in the population is now a candidate for the flu vaccine. Patients with a compromised immune system are not only able to, but actually are high priority. Because the vaccine is a killed or inactivated vaccine, it does not pose danger to patients who have a compromised immune system. We used to talk about patients with an egg allergy as having a contraindication, and that is no longer a problem. We have a flu vaccine that was specifically manufactured without egg protein. So there are almost no remaining contraindications for flu vaccination.
And outside of what you just described about the soreness in the arm and maybe some slight symptoms, is there any other objection that you're aware of to getting the flu vaccine other than I just don't feel like I need it?
Patients who've had rare neurologic conditions called Guillain-Barré syndrome may decline the flu vaccine, and I think on a case-by-case basis, they should talk about that with their physician. In general, the most common reason my patients decline the flu vaccine is they've never gotten one, and they don't plan on changing that, or they got one and they got sick. And what we try to find out and educate our patients is the sickness that followed either was a small and protective immune reaction or was really an unrelated cold or upper respiratory tract infection. Mm-hmm. So we are trying our best to move those numbers higher than the 35% to 40%, but it is challenging.
Once again, Dr. Mark Itzkowitz with us from Allegheny Health Network. He's an internal medicine physician joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Doctor, thank you very much for your time. I always appreciate it.
Appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.